The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Several teens have been arrested across the city of Atlanta and North Georgia for making threats to schools days after four were killed at Appalachie High School. This as 1,000 people gathered overnight to mourn the attack. WANF-TV's Madeline Montgomery with more.
Christina Iremi and Richard Aspinwall were both math teachers at the school.
They were both just such supportive and caring teachers.
Mason Schirmerhorn, a freshman in the band.
It hit the whole band hard. I mean, we had quite a few band members that were injured as well.
And freshman Christian Angulo was remembered as kind and loving. His sister wrote a letter that was read by a grief counselor.
The FBI says it has stopped a terror plot aimed at the nation's largest Jewish community in New York City. CBS's Michael George reports the 20-year-old ISIS supporter was living in Canada.
He wanted to pay a human smuggler to get him into the U.S. Then he'd get a hold of an AR-15 and commit a mass shooting in New York. The complaint says Khan wrote, "If we're successful, this is going to be one of the largest attacks ever on Jews outside of the Israeli territory."
A relief for Boeing as its flawed Starliner spacecraft returns safely to Earth, but leaves two NASA astronauts at the International Space Station. CBS's Mark Strassman.
The spacecraft successfully fired its engines for the critical braking burn on the return to Earth, separated from its service module, and re-entered the Earth's atmosphere.
Starliner showing a beautiful streak across the sky.
A seemingly smooth ending to a turbulent mission.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
Now to New Guinea. That's children in indigenous traditional dress greeting Pope Francis on his longest overseas trip yet. Back in the U.S., Taylor Fritz is rejoicing after beating Francis Tiafoe at the U.S. Open to reach his first Grand Slam final.
I'm in, like, the finals of the U.S. Open. It's such a, you know, lifelong, I guess, like, dream come true. Something I've worked my whole life for, to be in this situation. So I think just kind of, like, realizing that, like, got me a little bit choked up.
Ready for Christmas shopping? Correspondent Christine Lazar.
It may be September, but millions of Americans are already getting ready for December. A survey from Bankrate finds 12% of Americans started buying holiday gifts this month, and another 13% already made purchases in August. 76% of Americans say they expect to spend the same or less than last year.
No big winner in last night Mega Millions drawing. That means on Tuesday, you have a chance at an $800 million jackpot. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Higher prices for beef grown in the U.S. Wobeater says despite being in an industry that has become highly consolidated among large corporate ag producers, she and Pete have continued to succeed on their 300 acres in Toledo, Iowa.
And I think that has been my husband's approach to things. In the 80s, when it was go big or get out, he said no, that's not the way he was raised, and it's worked for us.
The 2023 Farm Bill, which has already been extended until the end of this month, remains on hold in Washington. I'm Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 45. Sunshine, 75 for your Sunday. Sunday night, clear mid 50s. Monday, a little warmer, low 80s on tap, and 82 for Tuesday.
Right now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinair returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Her hands wrapped up in mine, tears rolling out of her eyes. No messing with the made-up mind.
Welcome, everybody, to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside my side cat. Easy for me to say. Side cat? Sidekick. The lady of leisure who works all day and heads to the field after work, Danielle Fairman. Danielle Fairman, you have become somewhat of a hunting celebrity in Wisconsin.
Celebrity?
I saw the way everybody acted to you at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo.
That was actually kind of great.
It was pretty cool.
You know what they did say? That Joel told me to come say hi to you.
Oh, well, so don't give away my secrets, Danielle. Come on.
There were a couple of people that were like, hey, you're on Raised in Wisco. I was like, oh, absolutely. They're like, your laugh is definitely contagious.
It's contagious. We wouldn't know what to do without it.
I rely on that laugh. Yay. It gets me through the week.
I thought it was Bandit that did that.
And Bandit.
Bandit's always welcome in the studio. Bandit is the silent, usually silent, and sometimes silent but deadly guest. In the studio.
Yep. Sure is.
You don't want to be trapped in a small room with that.
No, you sure don't.
That's producer Jess. She runs this ship in here, and I'll tell you, she is like the decoys in the goose spread. We couldn't do it without her, and we'd be way off the mark.
I look forward to learning more about what that means.
That's a huge compliment, Jess.
Well, thank you very much.
The decoys in the goose spread are where the geese land.
We could.
Where you tried it. To get them to land, and we have such an awesome show today. Oh. I'm so excited about the show.
Talking about geese, Joel Clayfish?
Well, we have so much to pack into today because not only is Wisconsin's goose hunting season opener going on now, it opened on Sunday, September 1st. It's the dove season opener. It's the teal season opener in exactly 11 days, 10 days. We've got the deer hunting season opener, the turkey season opener. And we got more season openers than they got seasonings at Lowry's. I'm telling you. Oh, there's a dad joke right off the bat.
Oh, there we go.
I did
it. So proud. Does that mean that's it? We're done with that?
No, it does not.
We can expect
dad jokes throughout the show, as always on Raised in Wisco. Raised in Wisco is your place to make sure you know how to enjoy the outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Danielle and I have lived here my whole life, and we make our joy part of our livelihood and our love and our passion about the great outdoors, taking food from field to table, hunting it, fishing it, kayaking, biking, running, mountain climbing out in Devil's Lake, camping. If you can do it outside, it's a subject and a topic for Raised in Wisco. If you're afraid to do it, we're going to show you and teach you how to do it because we have such a love and a passion for it. And I cannot believe everything that happened this week. We've got Greg Brinkman here from Northwind Waterfowl. I'm going to tell you, not only one of the best waterfowl hunters in the state, but also runs his own outfitter. You can hire him to take you out on an experience in Wisconsin. We're going to hear about everything from him as to what to do to get out there, to make waterfowl a part of your life if you haven't tried it, how to get to try it. Producer Jess bought her tag last week.
Sure did.
I helped her after the show.
Producer Jess
is a first-time hunting, Wisconsin hunting license holder.
I didn't really think I'd ever get into this, but I'm really looking forward to it.
And I hope everybody is watching on Facebook because you could see her face right now. She is cheesing.
Yeah,
so
she's
hard.
Actually excited about it. And this,
now I do have goosebumps.
Do you see my goosebumps? Uh-huh. Hair on my arm stands up when we take somebody who is a non-hunter or who has not experienced, fishing seriously or hunting seriously, and they want to give it their first try. And we had a real great discussion about what it is, that apprehension that some people feel. And as those of us who are trying to get people interested in it, it was important. And we had this discussion on air, and I thought it was really meaningful. thoughtful about the apprehensions you have. And if you're teaching someone and helping something get into it, I think a key component of that is assuring them that they do not have to pull the trigger.
Yep.
They do not have to kill something. They can be along for the ride and share the experience. Now, the fact that she just told us she's been excited since she has purchased her tag, her license, gets me even more excited about it. Yes. And I want to tell you.
And a lot of it was actually you taking that step and saying, you don't have to pull the trigger.
Yep. Oh, my first few times, I was the retriever. I was the dog.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to shoot. I was not ready to shoot. I was not ready to harvest.
Yeah,
I was not ready to kill something. Yeah. Harvest something. Yep.
And there's no pressure in our mentored hunting program in Wisconsin. You know, mm-hmm. I was a member of the legislature. I co-authored that piece of legislation, and that has just done wonders for the hunting public. There have been no accidents, no fatal accidents among mentored hunts in Wisconsin. And we have been, you know, blessed to have so many people try it without having to go through the hunter safety. Jess is going to hunt on the mentored program. And I'm excited to tell you, and I have like 10 weekly Wiscos. I've got like 10, but what I want to tell you is I stopped at no fewer than 4 farms and got permissions for turkey hunting because I am excited for Danielle and Jess and me to go.
Ooh.
We're going to have a big blind because I might even cook breakfast in the blind. We'll see.
Ooh. I'm so in.
Breakfast the turkey blind?
The absolute only way you were getting me out there.
Brinkman, come on. You've had breakfast goose blind, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I have like 16 recipes I want to talk about because we had breakfast after the hunts this weekend. But I'm going to I want to switch gears slightly. And Raised in Wisco is not we get some fantastic, fascinating topics. And this topic is coming up because my mom's almost 80 years old. Right. And
no,
this woman has given her life. She spends. Like every day we record, she sits in the studio with us, like just kind of doing her thing, you know, knitting, pulls out the knitting needles or crocheting needles, works on what she's, you know, whatever she's got going. And she has devoted her entire life to her children and other people and helping them and being a good citizen and really like an angel on earth. I'm not kidding you. That's my mom.
Yes.
The hilt.
I agree. Wholeheartedly.
Well, she shows up at our house to watch the Baylor game where my daughters go to school. She shows up at her house in a brand new Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, you did
that's
not know that was happening?
Pink in color. What?
You didn't know that was happening?
I had no idea.
You didn't say it was hot pink.
It's
oh,
hot
it is pink.
Pink.
Oh,
baby, it's fuchsia.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love
there
that.
Ain't no confusion. It's
no.
Fuchsia. Ain't no confusion.
There we are again.
There's a dad joke.
There it is.
No confusion about it.
That is pink.
That is definitely pink.
Producer Jess is counting the dad jokes in there. So
no, I'm giving you a time cue.
Oh, you're giving me a time. I thought she was saying you're up to 5 dad jokes.
That
you're
was actually
3.
Yeah, that was 3.
I'm at 3 dad jokes. All right.
I'm counting those too. Don't worry.
I'm literally sweating. I'm having so much fun right now. But, you know, I'm not the skinniest guy in the world, so sweating comes a lot easier to me. I'm thick-blooded. But so I want to talk about Jeep ducking.
Okay, yes, I do want to talk
Jeep
about Jeep ducking.
Excuse me? Do you know, hold on.
Do you not know
Producer
what Jeep ducking
Jess,
is?
Do you know what Jeep ducking is?
How do you not know?
What is this when
we're
you hunt ducks in a Jeep?
We are all
simple?
Staring at you right now.
Okay.
I don't know what this is.
I explained this to my friend Ian Kittrell. We were on our way home from a hunt on the weekend, and I saw a Jeep with ducks. Jeep owners, particularly Jeep Wrangler owners, collect ducks. Little rubber ducks.
Oh,
miniature rubber ducks.
Is that are all over the
the dashboard. They're on inside of the dashboard.
And I've had a lot of questions
duck
about
oh,
it.
Oh, have
duck
I got
Jeep.
Your answers.
Okay.
I think I have your answers, but most of them are made up. So
Okay.
So
that's the best kind.
When I see Jeep ducks in Jeeps, I'm
man.
Right. You don't have to be an owner to give one, don't
no,
you? You just looked it up.
I got things
hold
to
on.
Say.
Let's keep this on track on Raised in Wisco. Let's keep this on track. So when I first started seeing these
what
miniature
track?
Rubber ducks, I told Ian about this. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he called me today. He's like, I can't. I'm so angry with you. You told me about this Jeep ducking stuff. Now that's all I can think of whenever I see a Jeep. How many ducks do they have? So allegedly, this is a friendly game that
duck,
Jeep owners play with each other, wherein they leave a duck on the handle of a Jeep as a kindness gesture, you know, to the Jeep owner. And what I've noticed is there are some Jeeps with zero ducks.
Well, some Jeepers don't like them.
Some Jeepers don't have any ducks. Are they anti-Jeep ducking?
Are they being spurned? Okay, so, are they being ostracized?
Well, that's my other question. Or do they just have nobody nice enough to give them a duck?
No, this is the thing. My bestie Annie has a Jeep. A Jeep Wrangler. It is her pride and joy. Also my pride and joy. And she has two ducks on hers. That's it. Two ducks. One of them.
So two people have left ducks.
No, only people leave ducks. She just puts them and puts them away.
Because, why only two?
Because she only wants to.
Is she not proud of having more ducks in her Jeep?
She just is not a rubber ducky. You're the one kind of person.
Oh my God. Okay. So.
But how did this all start?
I don't. Allegedly there was a woman who started it. I'm going to kind of get to my point real quick because.
There was a point here?
Well, there is a point. This is so fascinating to me. My wife went on Amazon and bought me a bag of 50 miniature rubber ducks.
Are they all the same or is it a variety pack?
And it's a variety pack.
Okay, good.
And I see people with one duck and I think, don't they have a lot of friends? Are they depressed? Are they bummed out because they haven't been Jeep ducked?
I wouldn't want all the ducks on my
Because some Jeeps have got 100 ducks. Well, yeah. I went and I saw a Jeep with no ducks.
You give them
so
duckies.
I took a duck and I wrote a note. I said,
aww, you wrote a note?
I said on the note, I don't know if you're anti-Jeep ducking.
Oh my goodness.
Or if no one has been kind enough to give you a duck yet. So if
Please
you don't want to participate
everywhere.
In the Jeep ducking culture, and
Throw
if those fellow Jeep owners haven't been kind enough to you, please accept this as your first duck. If you are anti-Jeep ducking, please pay this forward. And
aww.
I left it on. See, that's how I thought of it. And my wife looked at me like I was crazy. She's like,
no,
what are you doing?
That's a really considerate
gesture.
So
if you listen to this show and you got a Jeep with the note, in fact, we can make this show a place you can listen to, and I'm going to tell you how I put the ducks on Jeeps every week.
Dun, dun,
and
dun.
If you
every
get
week.
It that way, you will know who left the duck.
Dun, dun, dun.
How about
dun, dun,
that? Dun,
dun. You can. Anyone can duck a Jeep. Yes, anyone can duck. Aha! It's all about spreading
you
kindness.
You said you had to be a Jeep owner.
Put in
We
mouth.
Got so much
Understood.
Fun stuff. We've got several recipes today. Opening of goose season, duck season. Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl. I can't believe how fun it's going to be.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
The first highly anticipated debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is Tuesday night, September 10th.
Listen here as the presidential candidates address issues important to you.
It's not sustainable. It's not affordable by any country.
I know what we are fighting for. We're not fighting against something. We're fighting for.
Special coverage with detailed insights starts at 7:30 p.m.
Then listen to the ABC presidential debate live at 8, Tuesday, September 10th on your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another.
Raised in Wisco is your place to learn about the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. Joel Clayfish in the hot seat next to me the co-pilot, the riding shotgun. Do you know why they say riding shotgun, Danielle Fairman?
Because back in the day, they put the shotgun.
Yes, back in the day on the stagecoach.
Yep.
Did you know this, Jess?
I think so.
On the stagecoach, they had a guy next to the stagecoach driver with a shotgun in his hand in case the banditos came up and were trying to rob the place.
My puppy dog.
In case Bandit, the dog, came up and tried to attack.
Tried to take all your
the passengers in the Jeep. In the Jeep? What am I doing?
Oh, man.
Out of my mind.
Take all your
we
ducks.
Were talking so much about Jeep ducking. Give me all your ducks.
Okay, your weekly Wisco. So this is your weekly Wisco?
Well, okay, my weekly Wisco. We're dragging weekly Wisco
we
into the...
I got a cool weekly Wisco.
I have a great one. Opening of goose season.
Yes,
which it's
I have
like,
questions.
I can't sleep. I can't eat before it. I'm
always
so excited
goose.
About it.
I mean, ate before it.
Okay, you ate before... Danielle, what's your weekly Wisco?
Okay, we'll save that part for later on in the show.
Nope, let's hear it. Yeah. Because Danielle's got a story about something like blank through a goose.
Oh, man. So I...
Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl is here. And he is going to... We're going to actually get to some real strategies for goose hunting. But before that...
So I was up in Crandon for the Crandon World Cup races, which is whole
awesome.
My weekly Wisco. That is the greatest. That was the greatest time I've ever had. For a dirt race, because that's the only dirt race I've ever been.
And
but,
it's
okay.
dirt, it's cars, it's bikes.
So it's
what
side by
it?
Sides, it's trucks. But there is this huge off road course up in Crandon. It was the 55th World Championship races and the 9th Red Bull Crandon World Cup.
How fun!
It was such a great.
People
time.
Don't realize when you that's, when the roar of those engines hits you and you're in
and
the thick
the
of it,
mud
and the mud
goes everywhere. The cars, the vehicles get wrecked. Oh, it was the coolest thing ever. So Crandon, quick thing. Crandon is a 1,200 population, correct? During just this tiny little week, 60,000 people.
Wow.
60,000.
That's incredible.
I didn't realize it was that big.
Yeah, they did.
That's
like,
entire Waukesha.
It was almost 65. They put the numbers up on the board and everything, but
that's
I don't
like
really remember because
city of Waukesha or Wausau. I mean,
there
that's
was
huge.
A lot of alcohol being served that weekend.
I'd imagine
it is Wisconsin,
yeah.
Danielle.
Okay, but. On the way back, so that was during the goose opener, right?
Yes.
I did miss the morning of because it was Crandon. I was really, really, really hungover. But then we left a day early, and we're driving back, and I got to go with a couple of people that I never hunted with before. And I'm driving back, and we stopped at this mom-and-pop gas station, and they ate some food. Well, this was a few hours before we get out there, and I get really excited. We're set up, and I start getting the bubble guts.
What? Okay, what did you eat?
Oh, no. Was this from all the booze?
It did not feel like
all
booze.
Right.
It felt like food poisoning. It was just stomach. It was not head. It was not body aches. It was just stomach and you know when you get like
she's
that?
She's literally getting nauseated telling the story.
Like you get that taste
somebody get
in
a
your
pail.
Mouth. You get that taste in your mouth and the water
oh,
in your mouth.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I know.
Like all that, my palms are clammy right now. Well,
don't be getting sick on us.
It comes time to, you know, shoot. And
so you go hunting.
I'm go hunting and I'm just like shaking. I'm sweating.
Oh my goodness.
And shoot a goose and I goose my other end.
Oh, no.
There it is.
No.
So I was
no.
like, I'm out.
Happy
bye.
Weekly Wisco.
No. Hey, listen. Okay. All right. Hey, Danielle, what was your weekly Wisco
oh,
this
goodness.
Week? Well, let me just say.
Yeah, goose hunting was really
let
eventful
me just
this
say,
year.
We're not gonna talk about this for a long time.
No,
but there isn't
man.
A hunter alive or fisher person alive or angler alive who has not been in a scenario where they have had an uncomfortable scenario
it
like
was
that.
So
happen.
Bad. And everyone just laughing at it. I'm laughing at myself. And it was just
oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm out, I'm gone. And I haven't eaten in 2 days and
wow.
It's
you still look a little peaked. I'm not going to lie.
Peaked?
Yeah, a little peaked.
That's,
a little
that's a fun word.
A little pale kind of a little bit. And when you started describing it I was afraid we were going to have to put
go through it again.
Put plastic over the equipment.
Show
in
and
here.
Tell?
That's
okay. Okay, moving on.
Nah.
Brinkman. opening of Goose through a goose.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking of blank through a goose, like something. The opening of goose hunting
season. Yeah,
how
was yours?
How did it go for you? Greg Brinkman is the owner and CEO of North Wind Waterfowl. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. I think it's the best outfitter in the state for waterfowl hunting. I've had a chance to
hunt. Where did you go?
And you really produce, and production is a matter of real estate. Do you have good places to hunt? And I think you have some fantastic places to hunt. What was your opening weekend like?
Well, it's opening weekend, you know? Everything, nothing goes as planned.
Nothing goes as planned.
Nothing
it's
goes
crazy
as planned,
everywhere.
Ever.
Do you save that just for you and your friends, or do you actually book it? Because it's like a holiday.
Opening weekend is just for me and my buddies. It's buddy hunting. We get that out of the way.
Awesome.
You know, not out of the way, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. You're celebrating. I'm not kidding.
It's a holiday.
For hunters, it's like a national holiday.
Yes. Yeah.
It really is. I mean, the night before the opening day, I can't sleep. We got a good field that has birds in it the day before. I can't eat at night.
Yep.
I'm up every 2 hours. I'm get to the field, you know, wake up at, I finally get out of bed at 3 o'clock, get to the field at 3:30. You know, I can't. I'm so excited about it. And I tell people, if you lose that, then, you know, find another outdoor activity because that feeling is what drives you. And if you haven't experienced it, give it a try. And, you know, one of the things that we emphasize on Raised in Wisco, which is really important to me, is that if you haven't tried it, find somebody to give it a try. And if you don't like it and it's not for you, that's great. There's a million things to do in Wisconsin. But when you get out there, you are going to realize that experiencing these outdoors and the different things that Wisconsin has to offer, from hunting to fishing to camping, you name it, that is really the greatest way to live. And this really is the greatest state to do it in. So Brinkman, you're out there. And this, I always get a kick out of this, because opening day is like madness. It's like everybody's in every field. Competition to get the fields is everywhere.
It is.
And so
it's bad.
It's almost bad. And then after opening weekend, so many of the people who have tags and licenses, they'll hunt a couple times the rest of the year. But opening day, everybody's out.
I'm glad there's so many people involved in it. But I, like you said, I'm ready for that when a lot of the hunters kind of fade off or get into deer hunting or whatever it may be.
Sure. And the reason I think that they fade away is because so many other opportunities are available in Wisconsin.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of them have families and just do the family, like the Bass's Family Fall Fest or anything going on
100%.
Like that. People just, you know.
Yep, holidays start rolling in and everything else.
Exactly.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you about, you know, your setup, some of the keys to success on opening. And I'm really excited to talk about our recipes. I want to talk about a few different things and foods we get to eat on Raised in Wisco. You can hear us Saturdays at 11 on all your civic media stations. I'm Joel Clayfish, and Danielle Fairman is here. And we got tons more.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
CBS News Brief. Emotional vigils for the four killed at a Georgia high school this week. The 14-year-old suspect and his father remain in custody. Senator Raphael Warnock spoke at a crowded ceremony.
It is a ritual and a routine that we take for granted, but increasingly in the United States of America, we can't take for granted that we will pick our children up.
The FBI says it has blocked a terror plot against Jews by a man arrested in Canada trying to cross the border. He's now facing federal terrorism charges. CBS's Michael George.
He expressed support for ISIS on social media, and just 3 weeks ago, he chose his target, a Jewish religious center in Brooklyn.
Two NASA astronauts had to watch as their ride from the International Space Station headed to Earth without them.
Touchdown. Starliner is back on Earth.
NASA worried that the Boeing Starliner spacecraft wouldn't be safe for them to fly. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
the Packers lose in the season opener in more ways than one. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers lost 34-29 to the Philadelphia Eagles. More concerning, however, is the status of quarterback Jordan Love, who was helped off the field with an apparent leg injury late in the game. Head coach Matt LaFleur didn't have any answers immediately following the game.
I don't know.
While the Packers had some bright spots, such as Jaden Reed's big game at receiver, it wasn't enough to slow down the Eagles.
Very disappointed. There was a lot of opportunities out there to win the game. We weren't good enough in the red area. We were plus two winning the football and ultimately didn't score enough points to win the game. I mean, give Philly a ton of credit. They made some big plays.
The Packers are off until September 15th when they'll take on the Indianapolis Colts. The Brewers play the Rockies today, coming off a 3-2 loss yesterday, and the Badgers play South Dakota in football this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm Jimmy Cusca.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 45. Sunshine, 75 for your Sunday. Sunday night, clear mid 50s. Monday, a little warmer, low 80s on tap, and 82 for Tuesday.
Right now, it's 55.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. Greg Liana joins the show to tell us where we can see his indie film classic, and casting director Rex Sykes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wisconsin, I'm Joel Clayfish, the first Maid of Mystery. Danielle Fairman is sitting alongside me.
Maid of Mystery.
I don't know. I'm going to make stuff up from now on.
I like it.
Producer Jess is in the control room. Why do you have a disco ball going in there?
Do I?
No.
Huh?
Come on, go along. Play along. Play along. Jess.
Do I? Where?
I was really convinced there was something here that I couldn't see. It's been a weird day.
It's
this is awesome.
Producer Jess bought her first ever hunting license, and I'm so excited about it. And we are literally 11 days from being able to use it, and we're gonna get you out in the field. I've already got the place set up. I've got the landowner ready
awesome.
For us. We're going to get out there and try to hunt some turkeys, and I think we're going to do all right. I'm excited about it. Danielle Fairman had a little misfortune going on.
Oh, we're bringing this back up?
We're not going to really go back in detail.
You brought up that in the past, but I guess not.
Greg Brinkman, who runs Northwind Waterfowl, you take people out.
Have you experienced that for somebody? Sorry to cut you off, Joel.
Everybody.
Everyone has like been in a situation like that or something similar.
Yes.
What they're talking about, to be very clear, is when you're out hunting or fishing or kayaking and you need a restroom and there is not a restroom and you have to go back to your roots, which is why there are torn pieces of my former clothing buried in four different states.
Greatest show ever.
I love that you're keeping track of the states.
Well,
I feel like we need to make a I'm
pretty sure it's other countries, to be honest with you.
You know those quarter maps that you used to have?
Yeah.
You should have a piece of cloth instead of a quarter.
A piece of cloth instead of a quarter. The good news is I've usually got a pocket knife so I can cut some off.
This is the greatest thing ever. So, Jess, when you go out, just make sure you have wipes. That's good to know.
Yeah. My mom is in the next room just shaking her head back and forth. Me now. She's got a new Jeep with ducks in it. A hot pink Jeep.
Okay, so what were you going to say before I cut you off?
So everybody has experienced it. It's okay. It's all right. It's all part of nature, right? It's natural. Greg Brinkman, what's the difference?
Oh, man.
What is the difference hunting opening day versus the middle of the season versus the end of the season? How do you, as an outfitter, aim for success?
Well, opening day is, man, it's like we were saying before, everyone's doing it. There's limited amount of fields cut. You're pretty much limited to wheat, sweet corn, maybe some silage starting to go down and, you know, grass or hay or something like that. Later in the season, you got beans, corn, a lot more options, generally a lot more birds, and you just got more options later in the season, so you got to change up your tactics, stuff like that.
How do you feel about private public land? What is that called, where they donate their land for?
The PRC land or land where an owner has an agreement to allow hunters to use his property for certain tax breaks. Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, because on Onyx, I was looking on there trying to find some fields of my own, and I kept seeing a lot more. They're black squares with red dots in it. That's how you can find it on Onyx.
Sure.
But do you...
For those of you listening
who don't know what it is, Onyx is an app that you purchase that explains who owns the land that you're looking at, so you may ask the correct person for permission to hunt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
It was a game changer in hunting.
I'll show it on camera
as well, but see these, you just zoom in, but there's these black areas, black boxes with the red dots. So if you select it, that is actually private land owned by this person and everything. It's Wisconsin Voluntary Public Access.
Right.
Huh.
That means you can hunt it.
But okay, what is your feeling on actually going there and not asking, hey, I know this is public, but are you still like, I feel like I have to go up there and ask because I know it is private land.
I like to go overboard because I like all the lines to be clear as to where I'm hunting.
Yep.
And if it is land that is shared land for public use, I will still go talk to the owner of the property because if it is public land and they're getting the tax benefits of it, they're going to tell you you may hunt it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't tell you you can't, right? And developing relationships, everybody thinks hunting is walking in the woods and sitting in a tree or walking in a field and setting up decoys. Hunting is relationships more than anything with farmers, with landowners, with fellow hunters who you want to make sure have similar ethics to you, with wardens, with those who enforce the laws on local municipalities. Hunting is relationships. So again, my answer to that is always create the relationship.
Because if it's just a voluntary program, they can still take it away. Because I know last year I hunted a piece of property that was private but was public, but this year it's not. So
maybe if you developed that relationship, they would be like, you know
maybe
what?
You still can hunt at that.
You were still pretty cool. But
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Someone said you were cool.
I could see like some issues with that when they got like, you know, they got their crops in there, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not everyone understands farming, you know, in general with, you know, not destroying crops and something simple like that. But I could see how it could upset a landowner and stuff too, like how it could go sideways in a way.
No question. You know, and here on Raised in Wisco, I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. Our job is, and we get kind of into the weeds on some of the issues about hunting and fishing. But we want you to be able to listen to this show and not only understand some of the nuances that it takes to get out there and hunt. And there are so many regulations that you do have to understand those nuances. We also want to talk about the umbrella, the 30,000 foot level, if you were brand new to it, so you're not afraid to get into it. And we have a perfect example with producer Jess, who's going to come out and hunt with us. And, you know, I think the introduction area, make it slow and easy. But we want you to feel at home in listening to Raised in Wisco. When we talk about those nuances, to let you know, you don't have to necessarily participate or understand those key minute differences at the beginning. That is why it is so important, and it's an obligation of the people who live in Wisconsin who want to share this heritage, mm-hmm. want to share the outdoors, to take people who haven't gone, because it takes years to learn how to do it and how to do it specifically by the book. And you need somebody to mentor you and to take you out the first time. It's very hard to go do it. I'm not going to lie. It's very hard to go do it yourself. This show is about giving you a smattering of an understanding as to how to get started.
Yep.
It's also about taking that veteran hunter, veteran angler, and helping them understand some of the nuances of how to do it. So stick with us. Share your feedback with us. You can listen to us on all the civic media stations throughout Wisconsin every Saturday at 11 a.m. Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. We are going to take you on the ride through Wisconsin and show you how you can help to drive the bus with us. And don't be afraid to reach out to the show. We love talking about listeners' comments. We get approached by folks in the public all the time saying, heard you on Raised in Wisco, really love that recipe. Heard you and Danielle laughed my tail end off about the story you talked about where, you know, Danielle couldn't find a bathroom while she was in the field.
And it's back.
We hear about that all the time. Hey, love to hear that your mom's got more than one duck in her Jeep, you know. And don't be afraid to reach out to the show and ask us what you're interested in learning about. Because I was going to ask producer Jess earlier, how many topics do we talk about that you've literally never heard of before?
I'd say a good like 75% of what you start 75. Talking about. I have no idea. And most of the time I'm just working on, yep, that level's good. Okay, that sounds good. And I don't have time to be like, what are you guys saying?
Yes. Yep. But I'm going to pose this to you because I bet you that it's true. I bet you if someone had said, here's a topic, does that sound interesting to you? Before you listen to the show, your answer would have been no. But I'll bet you when you listen to these topics, because I can see it in your face through the glass window, you say to yourself, wow, that's actually interesting and I never knew about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good read.
Yeah.
That's a good read.
And that is what our goal is on Raised in Wisco. Danielle Fairman and I want to make you comfortable with the outdoors. We love the fact that you're listening to us. We love the fact that our audience is growing, and we love the fact that you approach us while we're out there. Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl, he's an expert. He knows the details of goose hunting and duck hunting in Wisconsin. And did you know that in the state of Wisconsin, we harvest more Canada geese per capita than any other state in the country?
Baloney, seriously?
In the country.
I did not know that. More than Minnesota.
Isn't that crazy? Yes.
Wow.
More per capita than any other state in the country because we are surrounded by the Great Lakes, the mighty Mississippi, and more inland bodies of water than Minnesota. They got it on their license plate, but we've actually got more. And the the Mississippi Flyway is literally its own flyway, and it borders the entire state.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, So you are at it hard enough. And I hunted for quite a while before I ever harvested anything. Okay. Cause I kind of did it, learned on my own. I went with a couple people a couple times. I didn't harvest much early on. And the more you learn that hunting is about relationships. Mm-hmm. But the nuances and the keys to actually becoming a successful hunter are very expansive. So that's what's fascinating to me, to have somebody on like Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl. How do you, this is not an easy profession, bro.
No, it's not for the faint of heart.
When somebody says, I'm going to pay you money to take me hunting, they expect results.
Yeah, and they should, you know, but in the end of the day, it's hunting. But, you know, I can do everything that I possibly can to get you on a good hunt. You know, can I control the weather? No. Can I control the birds? No, but I can do everything I can to fool them and trick them into decoying and getting you, you know.
When did you start Northwind?
The actual Northwind company, it started out as, you know, me just making videos, doing the YouTube thing. I started that back in 2015, I believe. And I just recently started the guide service and going through with that.
How can someone get a hold of you if they'd like to try their first hand at waterfowl?
You can get a hold of me on Facebook, or I have a website, northwindwaterfowl.com. All the info is on there to get a hold of me, email or phone, text, call.
You have to be booked up for quite some time right now, aren't you?
September is a little spotty. I got some in there, but October, November, that's pretty booked up right
now. Yeah, I believe that.
So I'm excited because the Fowl Life is coming into town in November, and we're going to be hunting with Greg.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh,
hey, Danielle, we need to get you out on a hunt.
Okay.
Come on.
We need to get you out there. I mean, that way.
I mean, my tummy's feeling a little bit better, so.
Well, that way Chad Belding can have someone else to tease but me then. He can tease you as well.
Never. Angel face.
And I'm going to tell you, I have a sneaking suspicion that once we get producer Jess out to the turkey blind.
Hooked.
That if we have turkeys come out in front of us, whether she decides to shoot one or not, I think she's going to have the bug as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And we might end up getting her in the goose blind at some point also, I think.
So
once you get in the goose blind, you might not go back to other stuff.
Oh, I don't know. I love turkey hunting too. But yes, that goose blind, when they're coming in, and the thing about geese, people say, what are you? I say, I'm a waterfowl hunter, but I'm really a goose hunter.
Yeah.
When then those geese are lined up and they're bent over like this and they're floating right into you.
Yep.
If your heart's not beating, then you better check your pulse because you're not alive. And there's no better way to be alive than in the goose blind. And, you know, when it comes to eating afterward, that is what is so exciting to me. I can't wait to tell you guys about the recipes that we've been cooking. And what really was great, got done with the hunt yesterday. Went back to clean the geese, and my wife had prepared the geese that we got the day before. I didn't even
Good
have to
job,
take the helm.
Rebecca.
I'm like the cook in the family, but she made this unbelievable recipe. I can't wait for you to hear it on Raised in Wisco.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Yeah, sing it, Danielle!
I love
this
song.
Is Raised in Wisco. That's Danielle Fairman on the mic. I'm Joel Clayfish. A little bit of karaoke there. Now, what would have happened if it would have been
karaoke.
Just you? Okay, now, I don't believe that.
What? Why?
Because you were just singing into a microphone to thousands of more people than would ever hear you at
karaoke.
But
they're not here.
Oh, exactly. There's only four people here and my dog. So,
well, that's about the average people in a bar during karaoke. Four people and your dog.
I don't know. There's something much easier about this mic. I also I've never done karaoke, but I'll sing into this mic.
If there's karaoke going on at the bar,
I'm a karaoke
I'm
fool. I am a karaoke fool.
All right,
fool.
Well, turkey hunting first. Then we'll hit the karaoke bar.
We got time. Everybody's going to have to tune in next week to Raised in Wisco on your Civic Media stations, 11 o'clock on Saturdays, or listen to us
I
on the podcast.
I wonder if we just do a whole
Facebook
cooking segment.
And We could
do a whole cooking show. Segment.
I was gonna say, hey, listen, welcome to Raised in Wisco, the coolest cooking show in Wisconsin. But I say to people, every show really is a cooking show because the one thing, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, liberals, moderates, independents, socialists all agree on.
Everyone loves food.
Is food.
Yep.
Everyone loves food.
You know what? And I'm the probably biggest, literally and figuratively, example of that. My mom taught me how to cook food. And I have to tell you, my wife, we got married. Now, here's a weird thing. Husbands and wives, you know, if the wife's really into hunting, when they start dating, they kind of precurse that to their significant other. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm really into hunting. I just want to let you know that's an important part of my life before they get married. Husbands will say that to wives. My wife and I were married. I was a late bloomer. I started hunting when I was 38. We had been married for 10 years before I started hunting. And my wife has embraced it. She's embraced it. She knows it's important. She loves the wild game. All we eat in our home is wild game for meat. That's it. It's organic. She had colon cancer at age 35. We eat only organic meat. We've got deer, alligator, goose, duck in the freezer. We've got emu, ibex, you name it. We've got it in the freezer, wild game. And you can make it so tasty now. And I want to tell you, I had the recipe that I used. She made a tarragon garlic cream sauce over roasted, pulled, shredded wild goose.
What?
And served it on toast. And I said, honey, you know what that's called in Wisconsin? She said, if you say SH blank blank on a shingle, I'm going to be so angry because I put too much work into this for you to call it stuff on a shingle. And I said, well, that's what they call it at truck stops and stuff. She said, this is not blank on a shingle. I said, okay, I'm going to go with shredded goose with a tarragon garlic cream sauce. How
Absolutely.
Does that sound?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
On a shingle.
She said, that's
on a shingle.
On a shingle. I'll tell you what, I might end up single if I called it blank on a shingle.
Yeah,
hey, dad joke number five. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen,
bravo,
appearing
bravo.
Saturdays at 11 on Raised in Wisco. Your dad joke central.
So, what do you want to know?
How to make it?
Yes.
It's so easy. You take, so I've done the recipe here before. You take your goose breasts or duck breasts. You fill them with water, add a packet of Italian dressing seasoning,
a cup of oil, a cup of lemon juice, and put it in the crock pot for 10 hours. When it falls apart, shreds, mix it in with the stock that's created in there, and that's your base for just about anything. Now, here's the easiest cream sauce you will ever make, and it's unbelievable delicious. You take a package of Philadelphia cream cheese.
Okay.
And you tear it into little parts and put it in a skillet,
yep.
A warming skillet, not too hot. And you stir it until it melts, and you add to that one stick of butter. Ooh. So it's all equal parts. So you're adding a cup of cream cheese, a cup of butter, and a cup of cream. And then you add a cup of, add a cup of stock, or you can add a cup of, what's the stuff they make gravy out of? You know, you buy it in the chicken broth.
Broth.
Yeah. You can use the stock you made from your goose, but so it's one cup, one cup, one cup, one cup. And it's that easy. And you just melt it together and you simmer it until it gets to the right thickness. Then you're just going to add whatever seasoning you want to. What if you like, you know, Lowry's, if you want to use provider spices, if you want to go, you know, whatever you like, you add to it. If you want to make it a little hot, add cayenne to it.
Brett seasoning?
Yeah, it's good.
Addicted.
I love it. I love it. And then you add your shredded meat to it, and you serve it on toast or Kaiser rolls or something. I'm going to tell you, it is to die for.
Great recipe.
I can't eat goose. It's disgusting. He thought this was the most delicious thing he ever had.
Of course.
Would you try that, producer Jess?
With Joel, turkey.
You need to stop
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're getting yelled at by all the female here. You should
Adam Mill.
Just yell at him.
Yelling.
I mean, I was expecting some sort of food here tonight. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Joel
goodness.
Joel asks me in every episode, hey, producer Jess, would you eat this delicious thing that I just described when you've been at work for hours and you're really hungry?
That's not fair.
What is your favorite recipe?
Your favorite recipe, Greg Brinkman from Northwind Waterfowl?
Favorite recipe in general?
For wild game or waterfowl or wild game?
To be honest, man, I like just plain old duck, you know, obviously seasoned, medium rare,
just a
bed of pasta,
like butter and onions.
I mean, not gonna lie.
My buddy always says butter and onions.
When I'm butchering the deer, right off the back, put it on that grill, the cast iron with garlic and butter. That's it. I don't want no taters. I want no nothing.
Please do not tune in to Raised in Wisco for your grammar lessons. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to do that and don't want no taters. Wow. That hurt my soul.
It's because we're all hungry, Joel.
I'm hungry, too. I'm always hungry. Food is my favorite dish. That's why when you listen to Raised in Wisco, you're not only going to learn how to utilize the great outdoors, you're going to hear some of the greatest recipes that are simple. What, Danielle?
Going back to the Waterfall Expo, people said that our recipes at the Women's Zone were comparable to yours.
Wow. That is insult and a compliment all at once.
I high-fived them so hard. I was like, yes, I cannot wait
Your
to tell
recipes
him.
At the Waterfall Expo were phenomenal. Oh, you did a Michoacan style taco. It was out of this world.
We delivered them to
It was
you.
Unbelievable. We had sous vide goose in a sherry cream sauce.
Yeah.
We handed out 30 pounds of it. It was phenomenal. Folks, we appreciate you listening. We love you to be here. Send us your comments. Listen to Raised in Wisco on your civic media stations throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Saturdays at 11. For Danielle Fairman, I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco.
Bye.
The Tap. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader, Democrat Tim Cullen, to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. There have been more threats against schools in Georgia in the days after 4 were killed and 9 were injured at a Barrow County high school. Terrified parents raced to pick up their children, some of whom hid behind desks in classrooms. Both the 14-year-old suspected gunman and his father are in custody. At a packed vigil, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock spoke about the need for gun violence legislation.
While we wrestle with this trauma, I think that we are all called as a country to ask ourselves, what trauma do we visit upon our children if we say that the only thing we can do for you is to tell you how to hide?
The FBI says it kept an